Tosfos and Rashi how to read the Gemara about Shisisa. Mahal had asked a good question on Thursday. Ultimately, I explained to him today why I learned the way I learned. I'm not closer in the pshat that we said in the two Lishonos. And what we had seen was that we have a focus between Rashi and Tosfos. Exactly what is the critical factor in changing between a shesisa, which is raka, and a shesisa, which is ava. In Tosfos, it's explicit. It's Rav Shechter's Gemara. Tosfos says that if you have something that's raka, so then in such a case, then it is something that's shose, and if it's something you drink, then in such a case, the bracha is a shahakal. That's the position of Tosfos of what the difference between raka and ava is. There are some seats over here for Talmidim would like. Ari, Michal's not sitting here today, so that's these seats are open. So that's the chiluk between raka and ava, according to Tosfos. Now on Thursday we developed a mahalach that I'm not sure is correct, but it's exciting mahalach. And that approach was to suggest that Rashi continues with his theme of requiring not simply hana, but rather also it required to be a ma'achal. Rashi says in Divar Maskil south of Daita Chamina, Sharei ma'achal hu boi bruche. If it's a ma'achal, then in such a case it's a bracha. The fact that it's used for refuah, well, that gives a person a hana, is not enough, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it needs to be a ma'achal. We contrasted it to the Shita of Tosos on the last line, where Tosos says it's all a review. Va'af al pisha the refuah nasis hecha di isle ano mine mivarech. The Tosos' critical factor was whether you have hana. Once you have hana, according to Tosos' second daya, then you're going to get a bracha. We pointed out that Rashi, if we read Rashi in a very specific way, Rashi will really be uniform. And that is that Rashi throughout the parak, as we developed the many shiurim, holds that when it comes to the bracha of Bori Priya Eitz, you need a fruit itself, you need a tsuras hapri, and if it has tsuras hapri, then in such a case it gets a Bori Priya Eitz. He then points it out in regards to trima, that Rashi says that trima would never get an eitz if it's entirely smashed. In Dibar Maskul trima, Rashi said, ve'eino merusa, it's not entirely smashed. If it would be entirely smashed, then the bracha would definitely not be an eitz. To which then we discuss in the next part of our sugya, is the sugya of shesisa, which has shesisa avon and shesisa raka. You could possibly read, I'm emphasizing could because there might be people who disagree. Then the sugya of ava and raka, Rashi here says that ava is bimilsa kaima, in its original state. And that's why it gets a mizonos. But if it's not in its original state, then just like we see that when it comes to pri, the halacha is that you need tsuras hapri, and the Gemara keeps on testing tsuras hapri throughout, as we've developed in the last couple of weeks. So then, the Gemara even goes by Shesisa and says that even for the halacha mazon, it needs to retain its identity as a mazon. If it loses, if it's no longer b'milsa kaimi, then the bracha is going to go down to shahakol. That might be, again, I emphasize might, because I want you to point out to me when we start the other Rishonim, how the other Rishonim might not be mukhrach this pshat. And then finally, then Rashi would be l'shutaso in his machlokis with Tosfos of whether you need to be called a machal to be able to get a bracha. Rashi says a refuah gets a bracha if it's a machal and you have hana. Tosfos just says hana. Rashi says machal. So that would be Rashi and Shitaso that not only in regards to a priya eitz you need to get their pri, so too when it comes to the gather of mazon, it needs to have identity of a machal. This, by the way, would be not doing such a service to our great adopted father Rashi. Because at the end of the day, then Rashi would not come out la'alacha. What's the la'alacha? This is the most I'm going to discuss for medication. I've discussed already in the halacha l'maisa before mincha. What's the halacha in regards to most poskim say? This is, if I'm not mistaken, what our great Rebbe Reb Nevenzel said. that when it comes to medication, if a person gets ana, even if it's entirely medication and is not a mindful, it will also get a shahakal. If that's so, so then it comes out that that's worked within Tosos. We don't see resonance of Rashi's position like we've bemoaned many, many times. Rashi's the Abiyam of Farshim, not the Ava Halacha. So we don't see it necessarily in the Halacha. It will come out that Rashi would not fit in Aliba da Halacha, where Rashi says, Michael, that's totally fine. But we should never forget Rashi. Never forget Rashi. Okay, this is the machlokis between Rashi and Tosis. So far, so good, Rabosei? Good. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to go on. I want you to, if this is right, this changes the world. The world's a different place. What we just said in Rashi is correct. Mamish changes Olamos. And we've been building on this now for a long time. Rabbi, I want the Talmidim to fight with me. Not yes men, right? I want you to fight with me. Decide whether you agree or you disagree. Thumbs up or thumbs down. Let's go on now in the Rashba. Let's see how the Rashba understood our sugya. Thank you. Says the Rashba, Dibra Hamasu. Shisisa. By the way, it's very rewarding to do the Rashi. The Rashi will also be my Maskel Yisal Kedaita, but I don't know if we're going to have time to do that. Shisisa, says the Rashi, Asikna de Ba'ava, if it's thick, mine mizonos, mishum de la'achilo ka'avdila. Avoraka shahakal mishum de refua avdila. To which we even had a hamim, you don't get a broth at all. Kamashmalana. Casually asked the Rashi, but afilu avdila refua. My have, what's the problem if it's a refuah? Why does it change a bracha? Livrech alel bar priyadama. It should get a bar priyadama. The bishlema, meaning mizonos, if we're talking about the issue of mizonos. But Rabosai, let's keep in mind, this shisisa is coming from a grain. The grain could get a adama. The reason why you don't get a mizonos when it's refuah, it's not made to eat and to satiate. But you should make a bar priya adama to be milsakoi. It's still in its original state. The way they made this shisisa is they mixed it with honey, but it never went down from kimcha dechita. And if that's so kimcha dechita Rav Yehuda deleel. We all know that earlier on, Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, we had the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that said Kimcha Dechita gets Adama. Some of the Talmidim were bothered, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Pshat in the Rashba is like this. The Rashba is saying that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, there's no reference in our Gemara, Banu Lamachlaikis, that this is totally in the Machlokis of Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph. In our Gemara, it seems that it's a hands down. It's either a mizonos or a shakel. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's a hadama? No resonance of him. Since there's no resonance of him, that's a problem. The Gemara doesn't work the way Kitzer Svarim work. The Gemara doesn't just ignore the fact that there were other shitas that disagreed. If you have to tell somebody what to do, whether make a hadama or a shakel, so he's not going to say that there was an opinion who held that way. By the way, I think one of the gaglios of Rav Shechter is when you ask Rav Shechter a shayla, sometimes if he has time, he'll give you, it's a sight to see. But in 1 minute, he'll give you the whole sugya from the pasuk until the halacha lemaisa. He'll summarize. If you might have, sometimes he'll just tell you the bracha, but every once in a while, if you want to ask him, what's the background, that's the way to do it. What's the background behind such and such? So he'll start from the pasuk, and then he'll give you all the way to the bottom line in the pasuk. So that's the whole sugya. Now the Gemara is not just going to give you the bottom line. If it's a machlokis, banu l'machlokis Rav Yehuda, so then the Gemara is going to tell us that machlokis of Rav Yehuda. V'yave kaimelon, ki Rav Nachman da'amer b'kimcha d'chidi shakl shapir, el'ikan l'k Rav Yehuda tikshi, according to Rav Yehuda shver, da kaimelon nami kaim askan, da Rav Chizda da'acha. Okay, so we should have fleshed this out. So the kasha is, what happened to Adama? Now, Rabosai, does this kasha of the Rashba sound familiar to you? This is a beautiful Rashba. Because here's why a person can't learn superficially. Does this kasha of the Rashba sound familiar to you? Did we ever have this Rashba before? The answer is no. We haven't discussed this before. So what happens? So a lot of times, person sees the Rajma's cash, I'm not bothered, closes the Rajma. You can't stop the Rajma too early now. Because the Rajma is going to be direct bearing on everything we've discussed up until now. So even though he starts from a totally different place, you follow the methodology that I'm teaching over here, a lot of times Rishonim are going to end up arguing on the kudos, even though they start from very, very different places. And just because it doesn't look like the Rajma is talking about Tosas and Rashi, doesn't necessarily mean that he's not going to get involved with Rashi and Tosas. It is the Rajma, Vim Tomar, Tekiv, the Lomachan, Lefu, Ba'alma, Lomavark, and Loshakal. And if you're going to say it's only because it's a refuah, then in such a case, maybe the bracha will only be a shakel. Can anybody tell me what's the Rajma saying? What's Rajma saying when he's saying Vim Tomar? First of all, what's Vim Tomar over here? Is it a kasher or a teretz? The answer is, learning's not easy. Here, Vim Tomar is a teretz. Vim Tomar is a teretz. Says, but it gets very easy as long as you keep on doing it, and it gets sweeter and sweeter every day. I promise you. I'm willing to make a shvuah d'orais on it. Just keep on doing it. So the Rajma says like this. The Rajma says, if you want, I'll give you the following teretz. The Rajma says, the reason why you don't get by shesisa adama is because it's a refuah. And refuah gets a shahakol. And refuah gets a shakel. If you're going to say this, so then I'm going to ask a kash on you. That's the right way to read the Rajma. Okay? It's poshim shat. But if you don't get poshim shat, then you can be as smart as Einstein. But if you don't know how to read well, and if you weren't amel, even more important than knowing how to read well. Amel. Everybody who's amel, I don't know a person who's amel but Torah doesn't know how to read well. And I had boys who poshim couldn't read at all. But they were amel. It's all you need, just to be Amel and Akash Baruch Hu's Torah. So what's the Rajma saying? Vim Tomar. So Rajma saying, I'll give you a possible teretz. Rabosa, let's stop right here. Let's analyze. If this teretz was right, Lu Yitzir, this teretz was right, is this like Rashi, Tosis? What's the implication of this teretz? What is this answer? What is the implication? What's the teretz? And what's the yesod? What's the lomdus? Yes, so we have a problem that the Rajma is answering, but I'm not going to be satisfied if you're just going to simply tell me what the Rajma's answer is. I want you to tell me the implication of it. Yes, Yoni?
Well, would it be like Rashi?
No, first tell me the teretz. You're already being too much of a lomdus too fast. First give me the teretz and then. Okay.
If it's a refuah, then you automatically make a shakel because you drop all standards of mindfulness.
Okay.
If you focus on the refuah alone, then it's not considered mindfulness. Also, it wouldn't be any bracha for mindfulness. It would be only
shakel. Oh! So, okay, and that's the answer to the kasha. Beautiful. What you're saying is like this. Beautiful. You want to say like this. You want to say that when it comes to refuah doesn't get a bracha of anything more than a shahako. Even though dine bracha in general would say that you do. But you can't call it Bore Priya Adama if you're not eating it as a Michael. What's the Hegiyon B'davar? Not even yet the Lomdus, just what is the simple logic in this?
You're not eating it for the food itself, you're eating it for
Refuah. Because you're eating it for Refuah, then it's not a food. But you're getting Anoah. And if you're getting Anoah, so then you're going to make a Shahakol. Now Yoni started saying, well, he started saying that Vamevin Yavin, this is just Vamevin Yavin. Vamevin Yavin, this is the Shita of, this is the Shita, well, okay. This is not like Rashi, Vamevin Yavin, because Rashi said you also need Michael. Good. Tosas we'll get to in a second, let's just contrast it to Rashi. Now we Yoni go further. What's the yesod in lomdus that the Rajba is teaching us in this Vim Tomar?
It's for sure not like Rashi.
What's the yisod? Not who it's not. What's the yisod? What's he teaching us? What could we use in many places in Shas, and what should would it be the yisod to help us brachos?
Even if it's for refuah, if you're not enough from it, you make a shakel.
Exactly. Anything that's the refuah, by definition, gets a shakel, which wasn't mukhrach anywhere from our sugya. But that's what, you hear Ilan? That's what the Rajba is saying in the Vim Tomar. Everybody have inside where I'm referring to? Again, look inside. Says the Rajba, Vim Tomar. The answer to why the difference between this and Kimcha Dechita is, Dikim Dol Mechanel Refuah, Bahamah Lol Mevarchen Lel Shakel. But he's going to throw that out, because he's going to have a bomb kasha. To throw that out, but that's the potential teretz that the Rajba gives. Good. That Rajba throws the yes, Avram.
Anything in refuah that should have got a bracha in the first place would be a shakel, but anything from refuah that wouldn't have got a bracha because there's no hanah.
For sure. No, that wouldn't. Yeah. Only something that's refuah that has hanah. Correct. Only refuah that gets hanah. Continues the Rajba, Hashemen, Shayidea Nigrin, Heichun Mechan Refuah Mevarchan Labar Priya Heitz. Oh, everybody should be able to figure out this kasha. What's this kasha? Yes, Eitan? Ari, go ahead. Yeah, Eitan, go ahead.
All right.
Beautiful, that's the kasha. When it comes to Anigran there, it gets a Eitz, and there it's Lerafua. In fact, that's the only time you make a Eitz on a Zayis, right? Vershalomar, Dishani Hacha. Then here it's different. The kivon she'ein darka lehenas mimenu b'hachin elo l'refuah ba'alma. V'ein ikar hanaso b'hachin lo mevarchin alea elo sha'akol delab b'milsei koi. What's the Rajba's teretz? Let's take a Shana Bet guy. Yeah, Noah, go ahead.
So he used the words Iker Hanasa. So what I thought it meant was that Iker Hanasa meant by Shisisa. The normal way to eat Shisisa is not raka, it's not in this liquid form. But the normal way to drink a Negron is through drinking it.
Good.
So therefore, since it's
fine, but you're right. Find me even one more word that's even better than Iker Hanasa.
Yeah.
Very good. The Rajba here is saying he's so godl. The Rajba's Yisod is that the only time the bracha retains its original status is if it started off in the derech. However, if it's not the derech to eat the food this way, so then in such a case, even though it's required to get a bracha, but it's not the normal way to eat the food, then you get a shahakl. This is referred to in many instances as shalok kedarkon. This has nafkaminas, of course, in Yoridea. If someone eats iser veheter shalok kederach, then the halachas are not over the iser doraisa. So it would be logical that if someone is eating the ochel shalok kederach, then again, take the same longness that we used before and just adjust it a little bit. Write this down. That the longness, the chura of shalok kederach, is that we are making a borei priyadama. It's called a priyadama when you're using it in its typical way. If you're no longer using its typical way, then it's no longer the actual fruit. That there's a certain idea of it, what its nitan is, what its tafkid is, its matara is. If you're no longer using it that way, so it no longer has its identity as its food. However, you have to make a bracha because if you're having hanah, you make a bracha. This would be the position of the Rajba. Al Shemen, just to finish off, to do everything inside. Al Shemen dal yindei anigran derech hanasu v'derech shtia. El shekoshu levadoi mazik machshirin osa yindei anigran. The typical way of having hanah from oil is drinking as anigran. Ugushu osa anigran ikar yesh levarech lam shum dehadle anigran ikar v'shem tfeilo. Abo kishim iskabin l'refuah. But when is kavanah to refuah, this is the typical use of imbibing oil, havel Hashem in Iker v'derech hanasel fichach mevarchin aleha ha'etz v'al pishu miskam l'refuah k'da amrim kol makom derech Iker hanasel. You're right, Noah, as well. He doesn't only say derech, he calls it derech Iker hanasel. You need both. This is the Havana of the Rajba. Rabosai, we're a little bit short on time because we want to make the most of a tightness. And just in a half a sentence, I'm not going to say this in the Musar, so keep in mind that the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis says that we fast just to be focused on doing tshuva. But what happens in our generation? People are just focused on surviving the fast. But the fast is the fast is a heichi timsa to doing tshuva. I'm throwing out a shayla half seriously. What would be if someone is not able to concentrate on the fast to be able to do tshuva? Is he supposed to fast?
Briskers.
I'm not talking briskers. I'm talking about avodas Hashem. I'm talking about what the matara, what the tafkid. I say it as briskers. I'm talking about as a matara of what's the goal of the fast. The whole goal of the fast is for a person to spend time being osek in a chesed and nefesh. So you're not involved in asuke olam hazeh. That's the whole tafkid of the fast. So derech ikar anaso. This is the yesod of the Rashi. Yes, Oren.
Is it possible that when he defines the Messiah, totally das, meaning that even if it was...
So you just remind me. I want to take your question. Rabosai, you could say that the Rajba's expression over here, when he says bimilsayu koi, when the Rajba says that's bimilsayu koi, then ve'eni peranasav achi, loma varchala el shako, the lav bimilsayu koi, is a raya that our shtickle Torah and Rashi is wrong. And that's why I kept saying maybe, 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 maybe. Whenever you say a big chiddush, always say maybe, because you never know who's gonna, you know, where you're gonna see a diamond. That's a diamond when you find out you're wrong. That's the gilui ha'emes. So l'chura, from the fact that the Rashba says b'milsayu kai, our whole deal from the difference between ava and raka, that you need an identity of a mazon, was based on the fact that Rashi said milsayu kai, but milsa kaima was Rashi's words. It's essentially the same thing. So maybe you could argue that Rashi is closer to the Rajba's definition, and when he says b'milsakami, he only means there. However, we do have the Rashi later on, where Rashi goes out of his way to say that it needs to be an ochel. From the Rajba, it's not mashma that needs to be an ochel. But again, the shtikl Torah that one says in b'milsayu, that l'chura falls away once we see the Rajba's definition of that. Yes, Orin? Right, that's what I meant to say. That's what I just meant to say. The only thing is, in Rashi, though, my problem is the Rashi later on. When Rashi later on says, in Dibur HaMaschil, Hachi Garcia Sakadai Techamina, Rashi says, Sharei Maichel Hu, Boy Bruche. Right? By the way, I saw the Oz Vahadar changes around a couple things over there, which only helps the pshat that we had said on Thursday. But the Raya, the Hezmer Milsayu Kaimi, we see that the Rajba didn't say Milsayu Kaimi that way, so that Hezmer that we said in Rashi falls away. Although, I'm still not Choser entirely, but again, the maybe goes down now to a double maybe of whether that's the MS in Rashi. Okay, that's something for you to fight out later on. Yes, Eitan. Let's go to the Ra'al Rebbe set. Yeah.
With the Das of the Rambam, it seems to say that if I use Nisarata, there's not for a proof of the Jewish Hatham, but the Das of the Rambam.
According to the Rajba, if you took something and you used it for medicinal purposes, by definition, it's going to get a Shahat.
I'm saying I'm using the Shisarata for not medicinal purposes.
Getting complicated on me over here. You're taking a shisisa raka and you use it. Is it normal for that? Was the derech for it?
It seems to say that.
Yeah, ain't a chanami. If you took the shisisa raka and the derech was to do it this way, then it would be. Then it would get to Messiah.
Instead of the derech of shisisa raka is for who?
That's
it. But I'm not using.
Wait. You're not being fair now, Eitan. You said it one way, and then you changed the facts. You got to keep the facts. So let me answer your question. If it's shisisa raka that the derech is to eat it this way, then it would retain its original bracha. Even if it is for refuah, maybe. It's a derech. It's entirely according to Rajba, it's entirely defined by derech. Let's pick up in the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says something also very important. And Rabosai, this is going to be really exciting. Now, I'm going to leave it to you to go through all the Mishnah Berurahs and Sharet Siyums. to chase this all down, okay? Because it's not too much halacha l'maisa, but I'm going to show you, this is mamish exciting, that the way you learn up the words in the Gemara is ad haposkin has big nafkaminas. We're going to see Be'ezer Hashem shortly. Let's take a look at the Ra'ah. Zog de'ele yira'ah. Where are we? In this edition, it's page Nun on the Ra'ah, the last line. Shesisa. Pirish. Kemach kolim mevusho. Rab amar sha'akol shmo amar bar min mezonos. Amar b'chizga v'lo pligi. Ha ba'ava, ha b'ra'ah. Ava de'lachila avdila bar min mezonos. Raka de'lerfu'a avdila sha'akol. Okay, so he's summarizing the Gemara. Pirush. Shehi miyuchedes l'refuah. She'ein derech la'ochla klal. El l'refuah. V'kima dekein. Lo'y shayich bo bracha didah. V'kol l'refuah. Kloymar miyuchedes l'kach. Lo mivarech aleha. U'mikol mokom sha'akum yis mivarech alav. Allah done it. And then he's bothered, what about on Shabbos? And he takes care of Shabbos. Okay, Rabbosai. What did the Ra'ah just say? What's the Ra'ah's get there that Shesisa Raka gets a Shahakol, Shesisa Ava gets a Mezainis? Yes, Daniel H?
Shesisa Raka is just for
Refuah. Shesisa Raka is just for Refuah, and therefore it gets a Shahakol. And Shesisa Ava is not for Refuah, and therefore it gets a Mezainis.
And it shouldn't get a Raka.
Okay. Correct. You said correctly the words. What is the Ra'az Yisod that seems to be going beyond just the halachos of Shesisa? Yes, Adi?
Seeing that if you eat something which is not meant as a food in the first place, then it wouldn't be getting a bracha at all.
Restate?
If the derech is not to eat it at all regularly, then you would think it shouldn't get a bracha at all.
Now you're getting in trouble. You're on the right track, Adi, but you rested on your laurels. You just mixed up the halachos of draft. The imamish, you understood his svara, but the sugi is not cold in your mind, and therefore you got the halacha wrong. Take a look. Ovester of Nassim. Ovester of Nassim. Perek Vav. Mishnah Chavdeis or something. What you're going to say, when someone's going to say the pshat, you're going to say, yeah, that's what I meant. But you said the wrong halacha. So it can't be what you meant. Yes, Michal?
That it's only a food that is only for refuah. I think it's only for refuah you're going to be able to make a shakal. But if it's something that's for both, if something happens to be a machal, and then you also eat it, but in a case you only eat it, you have a machal and you're eating it only for refuah,
it's the refuah, says the Ra'ah, by definition, refuah gets a shahako. If it's refuah, it by definition gets that bracha of shahako. And if it's the achila, then it gets a mezonos. By mistake, I think you said no bracha. Says no bracha?
There is no bracha.
I was working through it step by step.
The caller of what Kloma Miches on Racha, the call Makom Shahakom me is Mavarech Allah. What? Danana is the refuah, is not the refuah?
Yeah, if you take Advil for fun because he likes the taste. So then he say shakol. We eat Advil because he needs it for refuah. He doesn't say.
Then it's not a bracha at all. And when the Gemara says the refuah, there was talking about where he wasn't Nana. The Gemara, he's not taking the refuah. It's only because he wants to enjoy it.
I think so.
Okay, look.
Sure,
here, let's stop. Maybe Adi's right and I'm wrong. It won't be the first time. Let's take a look. Let's see who the Beis Yosef agrees with, Adi. Says the Beis Yosef, in Simon Reish Dalet, the great Beis Yosef quotes this wrong. Wait, but I'm not discussing Rabbi Yonah.
No, like
No, I have a Beis Yosef that quotes the Ra'a. Let's take a look. Simon Reish Dalet. Simon Reish Dalet, Sif Yud Alef. Matzasi Kosa B'Shem Ra'a. Shekol HaMer Kachas She'ein HaMayach HaBrim El Refua Mevarech She'akol. He says that the Ra'a says that the bracha is going to be Hei She'akol when it's devoted L'Refua. When it's devoted to refuah, then the bracha is going to be shakol. She'ein ha'maychol brim el refuah mevar shakol. So how do you read this ra'ah? L'niyaz da'iti, the way you read the ra'ah is like this. Pirush, she'im yuchedas refuah she'ein derech lach l'klal. El refuah. V'chim and dekein lo shayach bracha dida. It doesn't get its bracha. The color of fua klomer miyuchedes l'kach lo mevarech Allah. What does he mean? Lo mevarech Allah means bracha dida. And I prove it from the sentence before and the sentence after. Umikol makom shakom yis mevarech Allah da'olot nene. However, I take back my criticism, and the harshest of my criticism for Adi, because I could see how he made a mistake in the reading, as opposed to not having the sugya kol. So, but I think it's quite clear that this is the kavana of the Ra'a, and the Beis Yosef says what I said, that I don't, Rav Elkanah, you still think the way you wait to read like him? I think the way he's reading is incorrect. It's quite clear, this is how the Beis Yosef understands it, that the Ra'a is saying that the bracha is going to be, shackled. But good for fighting me back. Thank you, Aaron and Adidon. Good, you fought me back. But this is the emes in the Ra'a. The Ra'a says like this. The Ra'a says that the bracha is going to be a shahakol when your intention is l'refuah. Once it's l'refuah, then by definition it gets a shahakol. However, if it's ava, so then it's not l'refuah, and then it retains original bracha. What comes out according to the Ra'a? The Ra'a holds that anytime you take something l'refuah, by definition, it's going to be a shahakol. What would the nafgamina be, and even if you're getting anna, what would the nafgamina be, Rabosai, between Tosvos and the Ra'ah? What would be the nafgamina between Tosvos and the Ra'ah? Give me a fun one. What? It would be sud, but give me a fun one. Spinach! Spinach, the chura, one could argue, would be a nafgamina if we know for sure. I'm saying this more. I'm not saying this la'alacha. I'm saying this la'agdil Torah la'adir to flesh it out. According to the Ra'av, it's clear that it's l'refuah. Even if it's a nice leafy vegetable, in such a case, it's going to get a shackle because he's doing l'refuah. But there have been much better examples than spinach, because spinach is also eaten as some. But less certain. The leaves that Rav Yoel gives you, right? So in such a case. I'm not knocking them at all. I think it's kedai always to try the natural things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before using the heavy stuff. Although sometimes you really, antibiotics do work. I just have to emphasize that. They do work. So they're also dangerous, but they do work. But if you're taking these things, so in such a case, the bracha would be a shahakol. And don't make the mistake that some made, where some said that there's lo shayach ba bracha, there's no bracha at all. That's the wrong way of reading the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is saying that the bracha is going to be a shahakol. Okay? So far so good, Rabosai? Good. Now, you want to see, first of all, before I even go on, or you always just simply raising your hand, you remind me of something. So, who is this sheet? Let's outline how many sheetas we have. We have the sheeta of Rashi according to our lamdas. We have the sheeta of Tosfos that says Shisiya versus Said. We have the Shita of the Rajba that says Derech. The Ra'ah doesn't care about Derech. The Ra'ah doesn't care about Derech. The Ra'ah simply cares about whether it's used the refua or not? That's the only issue for the ra'ah. That's the only thing that's important. Is if it's for refua, it could be the derech. I don't know, these green leaves that grow on this mountain in the Galil. So that's the only way they use it. The derech is to use it for this. But nevertheless, since it's being used for medicinal purposes, shakol. What would the Rajba say? Maybe the Rajba would give it a Adama in such a case. But the Ra'ah says, refua gets its bracha. Gets a shahakol. Refua gets shahakol. What's the lamdus? The lamdus is, as Adi was driving at very well, the lamdus is that it can't be called a pre if it's a refua. If it's a refua, it can't be called a pre. But bracha you are going to make. Yes?
I thought it was possible that it was saying that you wouldn't get a bracha at all. Just going like the conclusion of the Gemara. Till if the dealer of Fuah comes, I will not have a bracha at all. Much more given that Eliyahu nominated by Bruche.
No.
That he's saying that really I would have thought that you were not going to say bracha at all because Rafua is not really.
No. But what's the bottom line? Someone has Rafua but has Hanah, NyQuil.
No, they're saying you're saying Shahakal.
Shahakal, that's our Bachlokes.
He's saying that I would have thought that nothing at all.
Beseder. Oh. That's the hemshik. That's fine. But there's a fundamental machlokus over here. Open up your base yosef. Simin reish dalid. Let's take a look. Simin reish dalid in the base yosef. Look, and now you're going to tell me the omek hadvar. Now you'll really understand the base yosef. I think most people that read this base yosef might not know what the base yosef is saying over here. But now we're going to have pshat in the base yosef. Take a look. Reish dalid yud aleph zotei l'gabes yosef matzasi kosuv b'shem ha-ra'ah levi perikets and mevarchin shekol ha-mer kachas she'ena maichol priyim elu l'refua mevarech she'akol v'afo gadu miperis ha-ilon kishisisa raka dimi chameshes minin even if it comes from the tree v'afilu ha-mer kachas she'akol v'shemen al-yidei ha-nigron shani she'af ha-priyim Regilim Bekach. And Shemin Aydeh Nigron is different because it's normal for them. Then adds the Bedek HaBayis. Now just a little bit of history. Who's the Bedek HaBayis? Bedek HaBayis is the Beis Yosef himself who went back and at times changed his mind. The Rajba also wrote a Sefer Torah HaBayis, and then there's a Perish Bedek HaBayis. That shouldn't be confused with that. Anyhow, Bedek HaBayis is the Beis Yosef himself when he went back. Never be confident, right? The Talmud says, has a different way of reading it, you gotta start again. Maybe he's right. Bedek Abayis, who besimin reishches, echto b'shem ha-mefarshim, she'ein tan birchas shahakol, b'shisa mishum, to the refua avida. Says the Beis Yosef, this pshat that I just gave from the Ra'ah is not the pshat that I'm going to give in reishches. What does he say in simin reishches? Let's take a look. Simin reishches, siv. Vav, shesisa v'utashul mikemach shel kloyos. He quotes our Taisvis. The Kosva Taisvis. So what's the omic of the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef is saying that even though we decided to mention this Ra'ah in Simen Reish Dalid, la halacha we don't pask in this way. What's the halacha? If you take a refua and you do it derech achila, so then in such a case it will get its original bracha. If you drink it as a shtia, then it's going to get a shahakol. Now Rabosa, if you chase this down, you'll see their Mishnah Berurahs and Sharet Zion's working with this approach. Comes out that the shita that we pass in like lahalacha is what? Let's take a look. Simin Reish Ches, Sif Vav, all we do, Chabal. We did all the work in the Rishonim, not to see what the last of the Rishonim say, what the Shulchan Aruch says, Chaval, says the Mechaber, Simen Reish Ches Sivov, Kemach Shel Echad Mechameshes Minen Dagan Shesholko, the Irvo B'mayim, O B'shar Mashkim, Im Hayava, Kedei Shiyurui L'Achila, V'lula Aso, Mevarech Mezonas, V'achara V'ala Michya, V'im Hayara, Kedei Shiyurui L'Shtia, Mevarech Shahakol, V'achara Bori Nefoshos. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't give us the full-fledged psak. However, the Mishnah Berurah does. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Nuchav Gimel spells it out. Let's take a look at Sifkat Nuchav Gimel and the Mishnah Berurah. Chav Gimel, excuse me. And then, after we get to Chav Gimel, we will get to the bottom line on many shilas that come up in this regard. Let's take a look at Shemur Sivtakachav. Gimel Shahako, the Kivon Shamayim Radim Alav. If you get a Shahako when it's Raka, Kolkach Acherai, Ein Roy Lachila, Virak Lishtia. You're using it Lishtia. Eina Bechlau Maichel, Klau Varchen Shahako Kibir Chasamayim. So then it gets the bracha of water. So how? What comes out? What comes out is that we pass like the Shita of Tosfos, and the Beis Yosef, now we understand the omic of what he says in the Bedek HaBayis. He quotes the Ra'ah, and then he says, but in Simon Reish Ches, I'm not going to say that. What does the Beis Yosef mean? That means that he's saying that we're going to follow the Shita of Tosfos, and the Mishnah Berurah put this all in. This is all Nichlal in his lines of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah processed all this, and he passed in like the Shita of Tosfos, which would mean that ultimately Rav Shechter's Yisod then also becomes very much part of the parlance of Halacha L'maisa, as well as he himself used it. It's Mefurish in this Mishnah Berurah that this is the definition of Ava and Raka. In fact, that Kedekah, you know, this is really the place for Rav Shechter to start. This is Mefurish. This is Mefurish in the Rishonim. Mefurish in the Rishonim is Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's continue on. Because they will dafke be kemach shana moshe she'enu be'en, says the Mishnah Berurah. Umespato beribui mayim. This only applies if the kemach is not be'en and it's batel in the water. Aval ha'ose tavshul mimine grufin. This is some type of grain. Shenasa mechameshes mine dogon. V'nasem be'en, what's that? Kosemet? How's it? That's the spelt one. Which one's the same? Spelt. V'nasam be ma'im harbe ad she'ena roy rak lis sarfoy shekaren zupa. Zupa is soup. Ena grufim betel gabe ma'im kivan she'en be'en umine dagan lo beteli. Ah. So what about soup that's cooked with shesisa? So then, in such a case, even if it's raka, it's still gonna get a mazonos. Why? In such a case, you need to make a bore mine mizonos. Now, Rabosai, really the halacha is very, very straightforward. And that is, all of these things that have a base that's of oats, wheat, and so on, you have the rule of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine dagon, and the bracha is going to be a mezonos. There is a little bit of confusion that creeps up in the Kitzer books based on a Magen Avram quoted in the Mishnah Berurah earlier on. Where did I put that in the Maror Mekomos? I gave it to you on the Maror Mekomos. It's a reish, you've got to pass it, Maror Mekomos. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah Reish Hey Yud Aleph, and this has created some confusion over the bracha of oatmeal. So don't be confused, and let's pound it out. Says the Mishnah Berurah Reish Hey Sikotim Yud Aleph. Let's pick up. By the way, we're going to do this whole Mishnah Berurah probably even in the end of the week, if not the beginning of next week. Because this is the next big sugya, is going to be the sugya of Bishul Yirakos. Right? We made reference to it, but we never did that sugya by itself. So if you take a look, Mishnah Berurah, the second column on page Kuf Yudalid, he says, Vim Bishul Rak Ma'at Levivos, Bahar B'mayim. If you cook a tiny bit of grain in a lot of water, V'ikar Kavonas Tavshilo Rak B'shvil HaMayim, and his main kavon is only for the water. Sharotiv kemat salubaze, bivadai eina mailim betelim levivos. Certainly the water is not bottled to levivos. Umavarech alamayim shahakol, va levivos baramine mizonos. And then you get two brachos. So Rabosai, up until now, we saw that even though shesisa gets a shahakol, 99% of the time, our shesisas today are mizonos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said in Simin Reish Ches, that our shesisas are mizonos. However, if you have something that the base is really, really primarily water, then if it has a little bit of grain, then there are two separate brachos. On the grain, it gets a mezonos, and on the soup part, it's going to get a shahakol. Now, I just want to point out that I saw all the poskim say this, and the Piskei Chuvos, you have this. Rabosai, don't get confused about oatmeal. Someone came over to me, what bracha should the oatmeal be? And maybe the oatmeal also, because the oatmeal that day was very, very liquidy. So then maybe it falls into this category over here. So I saw all the poskim spell out that there's no tzav to say such a thing. That if the oatmeal, even if it's a very, very thin oatmeal, and even if there isn't that much grain, and the cook that morning decided to be cheap on the amount of oatmeal, was putting more milk and hot water in, at the end of the day, it's still oatmeal, and it's kol sheyesh bo mechamishus minei dagan, and it gets a mezonos. The shaila that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about is a very, very different type of case. He's talking about an instance where you have something that was really just a clear soup, and then they add a couple of croutons inside. So a clear soup with a couple of croutons, there it could very well be that there are two different brachos. And then there's a big deal in the post I'm not going to get involved with. It's a big discussion whether the chay adam, whether you make the shahakol first or the mezonos first. Because that's really interesting, right? You're eating it because of the soup, but generally mezonos is more chashuv. So that's a big mess. That's a big mess. But the bottom line is, except for when you have a clear soup and a couple of croutons inside, anytime there's a significant amount of pasta, then the whole thing is kol sheyesh bo mechamishus minei dagan. As you can see, I like the bracha of mezonos, and the bracha is going to be mezonos. It's not so, halacha is not so confusing, and we see that in the sugya of shesisa. The only time it's going to get a shahakol, if it's lishtos. If it's lishtos, then it's going to get a shahakol. What would that be? Oh, another great halacha lemaisa examples, a power drink. A power drink, if they had it, if for some reason the new style was, power drinks is all marketing, by the way, all these nutrition drinks and so on. When I was a kid, it was one thing, when I was a teenager, it was another thing, when I was a young adult, it's all marketing. So if in 2 years from now, someone decides to market a power drink with a little bit of grain inside, so that's going to be an example where you get a shako. But a soup, an oatmeal, even if it's a thin soup, then the bracha is going to be a bori minez. Rabosai Musar is Bezer Hashem. Right now, I will speak with you in learning. It will be my pleasure today. Let me just tell you, just the schedule.